Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. A very warm welcome to you this Monday. As a Christian, there is a great door that God wants to open onto you in order for you to enter into the ministry. This Monday, Bishop Dag will preach from his groundbreaking book, Loyalty and Disloyalty. Today you are about to learn seven stages of disloyalty that you must be determined to avoid if you want to move ahead in ministry. If you want to fulfill your ministry for God effectively, find out from today's message the errors that you must avoid at all costs.
Hallelujah. It's offering time. Put your hands together. Let's welcome our prophet to lead us in offering. I can't hear your shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are you excited to be here? Beautiful. Father, thank you for this great opportunity. Guide us by your mighty Holy Spirit. We love you, Lord, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Now, where? Amen. And you're welcome to West African Sunshine. Vitamin D. We came here to receive vitamin D. Because vitamin D increases greatly when you are in the sun. So that's why the winter have the problem of sunshine. So we thank God for this great opportunity to be here. Amen. And on your way here, I'm sure you saw the fountain of life. Make sure you take pictures. And promise me, propose to me bridge. And promise me gallery. Where you are supposed to lock. Every couple that gets married has to take a padlock to lock their love at the Promise Me gallery. I'm sure you saw it there. So there are some padlocks there. So yesterday's couple will be going there for a ceremony to lock their love and take some pictures with witnesses that this is the day that we lock our love here. So anybody who has not yet locked your love, you have an appointment at the Promise Me gallery. Is that what it's called? Love gallery. Love gallery. Beautiful. So, and then you can see our Jesus Savior of the World sign. Some people said it looks like Hollywood, but it rather Hollywood rather looks like this. Yeah. I've never seen something. You don't need to go to Hollywood. It's Hollywood has copied, and they are rather looking like this. Beautiful. That's just a joke anyway. So, today's offering, the theme for the offering is very simple. I shall build houses. I shall plant vineyards. I shall not plant and another eat. And I shall not labor in vain, and I shall long enjoy the work of my hands. Amen. I'll say it again. It's very simple. I shall build houses. You believe you shall build houses? I prophesy that you build houses. Yes. I shall plant vineyards. Do you believe you plant vineyards? I shall not plant and another eat. That's a curse. and I shall not labor in vain. Amen. I shall long enjoy the work of my hands. Now, as we plant our seed today, everyone watching, even if you are not enjoying as much sunshine as we are here, I want you to turn with me to Isaiah 65 and quickly look at that scripture. Today, I think the sun has decided to be fully manifesting itself so that we all know that it is there. And that's a blessing. If you urgently need an umbrella, I think there are one or two spare ones. Is there anybody who urgently needs an umbrella? I think the girls have this need. But you see, your color will become a beautiful ebony sun-shaded type of sunshine color. You get it? Instead of looking so pale, you become a nice dark brown. Beautiful. Isaiah 65, and we are going to read from verse 20. Isaiah 65. Now, Isaiah 65 has a special promise. It says, there shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that has not filled his days. Amen. Wow. For the child shall die 100 years old. But the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. That means that in that day, even when you are 100, it's like it's a curse. Like you haven't really lived long enough. Are you there? Now, verse 21. And they shall build houses. Did I prophesy that you build houses? Do you believe that you are one of those who are going to build houses? Receive it and believe in your heart. I see somebody standing in front of a house, a new house that you've planted grass, but the grass hasn't yet grown because it's a brand new house, and you are dedicating the house, and oil is being poured on the grass of that land. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I shall build houses. Kamata sabara mandala. And inhabit them. Now, I think one day I was with a certain brother. He told me, I have 300 houses. Yes. You see, then I realized that when you have one house or two, you think you've arrived. And here is somebody saying, he told me I have 300 houses and I've sold a number of them. Yeah. So, I'm expanding your horizon. Amen. Wow. Mercy. My iPad says emergency. It has to cool down before. Is that? Can you put a scripture there? I need a scripture. Can you, yeah, cool it. Bring the umbrella and cool it. Temperature needs to cool down before you. I think this thing is also hot. Okay. All right. They shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. Do you believe you will eat the fruit of your work? Amen. Verse 22. They shall not build and another inhabit. Do not happen to you. You know, that's why using this square today is a blessing for me. Because we built, you know, although it looks rough and all that, it's been built. As you see, a lot of work has gone to make this place as it is. And it's a rugged terrain. That's what it's intended to be. And it's a hill. There are hills and mountains. That's a mountain going up there. Valleys and hills. It's a land of valleys and hills. And we are standing on a natural projection. Do you see? And it says, you shall not build, and another person will rather be enjoying the work of your hand. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people. Now, trees can grow very old and can exist for a long time, many, many years. That is why the trees that are being cut down in the country are difficult to replace. Because it takes years for a tree to become what it is. Sometimes 100 years. And the Bible says, your days will be like the days of a tree. Receive long life, crossing 70 with ease. Some people here will even be 100. Yes. In Jesus' name. Every disease and every diagnosis that will wipe you out before 70, in the name of Jesus, it is rebuked today. Amen. You are not going down early. You are say, I am crossing 70 with ease, with ease, with all my organs. Hey. Not that this one has been removed, this one has been cut out, this one has been moved, this one has been removed. You are crossing 70 with ease. Listen, I want to encourage you to say these great things. You know, even if you have been to a doctor and the doctor said this and this and that, say this big word. That's faith. And as you say, you'll be surprised. Kenneth Copeland is how old now? 90. No, he's 90s. He's in his 90s. So these people have been saying big things. He says he's going to 120. Yes. Yes. He and what? He and his son Oyedepo, they are all going to 120. So you see, faith people, Fred Price, I think he's 91 or so. The faith people, the big things they've been saying, it works. So I'm just telling you and encouraging you that, look, there are a lot of frightening thoughts. You know, you hear of your classmate, you hear of your friend, you hear of somebody who looks even more healthier than you. Do you understand? And then you wonder, what is going to also happen to me? And that's why I'm teaching you today to say these big things. That's why when we are taking the offering, we are using two forces. The force of faith and the force of giving. As you are saying it, you are saying, I will plant and I will reap it. Nobody will reap it for me. I will build and I will inhabit it. In the name of, you use it. In Jesus' name. And you will cross, your days will be like the days of a tree. In Jesus' name. Scripture. And mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. So I prophesy that you are going to enjoy for a long time the work of your hands. So I hope you have some good works to show. Amen. And what's the next verse? My iPad says, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Amen. Now, what is the theme for today's offering? I will build houses. I shall plant vineyards. I shall not plant and another eat. I shall not labor in vain. And I shall long enjoy the work of my hands. Now, Jesus said to his disciples, oh, slow of heart. Oh, fools and slow of heart to believe all the things that the prophets have said. No one here and no one watching. You are watching in England, in California, in England, America, Germany, Switzerland, everywhere. Don't be slow of heart to believe. Oh, fools, and slow of heart to believe. Be fast to believe in all these things. Because your life is passing away. Not believing is not helping you. Believing will help you in the name of Jesus. So today I want us to take out our offering. Everyone watching by television, Facebook, YouTube, any method you are watching, online, on television. All right? We are way up in Mampong this afternoon. Enjoying vitamin D. And take out your offering and let's present to God everything we are doing all in one offering. All right? Your tithes, your gifts, the work of your hands, your offerings, and your faith. It is your faith that all these prophetic words, you get it, are connected to you. I shall build house. How will you build house if you don't have money? How will you build house if you don't have money? Tell me. If you don't have wisdom, how will you build a house? It's just talk. But that's why today we are using the force of faith as well as the force of giving. Yeah. When you give, you open windows and doors of heaven for great blessings in your life. So everybody take out your phone. Give an offering. If you have cash, I believe there are some ashes ready to receive. What a blessing. In England, America, you know how to give. The numbers are on the screen. Sierra Leone, Zambia, Malawi, Botswana, UK, USA. Great things are happening. We are speaking to you from Jesus, Savior of the World Square. All right? Have you heard of a Jesus, Savior of the World Square anywhere in the whole wide world? And have you ever seen such a sign as this sign anywhere in the world? So that's a blessing. We are in a unique place. Anyone whose feet are here, you will achieve unique and great accomplishments. The blessing that is here, some of the dust of this. You know when Jesus says, shake off the dust, even the dust, shake it off. Because the dust is also carrying, there's something on the ground. There are blessings at places. So you carry some of the blessing away with you. Maranda Satobalaga. Just as we have been able to build this out, the grace on this commission is falling upon you and you will be able to build great things in Jesus' name. I see somebody with a house, a lot of glass. I don't know what design it is, whether it's a French design or what, with a lot of glass. Like that, glass, 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 glass. Receive yours in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us pray over the offering. Father, thank you for blessing us with this amazing offering at this amazing time. Thank you. Thank you and thank you again. We are so excited to be in your house. We are thanking you for the fresh air you've given us. We are thanking you for healing us of every plague and every disease. We are thanking you for building houses for us, planting vineyards for us, and causing us to long enjoy the fruits and the works of our hands. Thank you. I know there is no one under the sound of my voice who will live and not build a house. Thank you for the help. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now I'm going to need everyone here to help me sing this, okay? Is that all right? Come on, lift your voice and say, hey! Can you hear you? Let me hear you say, Jesus.
Jesus, Savior of the world.
This is the day of good news. And this is the time to preach about Jesus Christ. This generation of Christians, we are responsible for this generation of souls. Lost people, they matter to God. So they must matter to you. Yeah. See, the command has been to go. Yeah, but most of us have stayed at home. Oh, Jesus,
Savior.
Come, let me hear you sing, singing Jesus. Shall save his people. Oh, Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. No one has the right to hear the gospel twice, while the rest of the world has not heard it even once. The Spirit of Christ is the spirit of missions. So the nearer you get to Jesus, the more missionary we become. Sympathy is no substitute for action. So if Jesus Christ died for me, then no sacrifice can be too great for me to make for my dear Savior. Yeah. Jesus,
Savior of the world.
I need to hear you sing about Jesus.
Jesus, Savior of the world.
Oh, all you gotta do is
tell the world,
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 tell the world that Jesus is.
Tell the world,
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 tell the world that Jesus is. Second coming of Christ, while the rest of the world has not heard of the first coming. Why are we keeping silent about the good news? Let me ask you, if you found the cure for cancer, wouldn't it be inconceivable to hide it from the rest of the world? So how much more inconceivable to keep silent about my Savior Jesus Christ? Hey, Jesus, we gotta preach and sing and talk about Jesus. I want to sing about my Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus is the answer for the world today.
Jesus, Savior,
oh. And all we got to do is talk about it.
Tell the world.
Tell the world.
Tell the world
that Jesus saved.
Tell the world.
Tell the world.
Tell the world
about Jesus. Jesus,
Savior of the world.
Determined to know no other thing but Jesus.
Savior of the world.
Every standing here, oh, well, because of Jesus. We're singing, we're preaching about Jesus. World about, sing about my Jesus, Savior of the world.
Hallelujah. Jesus, Savior of the world. First Love Church, we've come to the most important part of today's service. It's time to hear the word of God. Amen. And we are blessed this afternoon to be here in the Jesus Savior of the World Square in our own church's campus. We are blessed. This is our church. Amen. And we are blessed to be here by the grace of God. And I believe God has a blessing, a word, and guidance for you. How many of you have been blessed by what Prophet has been sharing on the next step forward? Last week was fantastic. Last week was one of my favorite sermons Prophet has ever preached. Mind not high things. And I believe God is pushing you to the next level. He's lifting you up one more step. And he's taking you deeper into his will. Amen. And so today we have another word. I don't know what it is, but I know it's going to be a blessing to you and for you. And I know your life will never be the same. Umbrellas, give me a twirl if you believe that God is changing your life and turning your life around. Amen. And if you believe nothing is impossible, if you believe today is your day for a miracle, if you believe right here in this square God is changing your life, then sing in faith that nothing is impossible.
When you put your trust in God.
Come on, lift your voices and sing, nothing is impossible.
It's impossible. When you're trusting in his word.
Hearken to the voice.
Hearken to the voice of God to me. Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon his word. For everything, oh everything, yes, everything is possible.
Come on, first up. Lift your voices and let heaven hear you. Declare over your life, nothing is impossible.
It is impossible when you put your trust in God.
Come on, sing, nothing is impossible.
It is impossible when you're trusting in his word.
Hearken to the voice of God.
Hearken to the voice of God to me. Is there anything to
lift up your right hand and say, put your trust in God alone and rest upon his. Now give the Lord a wave.
For everything, oh everything, yes, everything is possible.
Give the Lord a shout of praise and welcome your pastor, Bishop Dag Heward Mills. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father, we're so grateful for today. Guide us by your mighty Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word for us this year. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Now, today I want to share with you about what I call a great door. A great door of your life. A great door of your life. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Now, verse 9 says, a great door and effectual is opened unto me. And there are many adversaries. Amen. A great door and effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries. Now, this, at the beginning of the year, the first few seconds of the year, I was sharing with you about how we must be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And I believe that this is a very important message for all of us, to be harmless as doves and also wise as serpents. The reason for both being included in one phrase is because even if you are wise as a serpent, but you are harmful to yourself or harmful to others or harmful to the kingdom, your wisdom will be neutralized or canceled. So it's important to grow in being harmless. Amen. Amen. Amen? Amen. Are you there? Beautiful. So it's important to grow in being a harmless Christian, harmless to yourself and harmless to others and harmless to the kingdom of God. Now, whilst you are, once you start, you know, God has a great door, and I believe that a great door lies before us this year. There's a great door before you. Paul saw that there was a door, an opportunity, a calling, a gift, and a chance, a great door. And I believe that before many of us is a great door, you know. And it's up to you to make the most of the great door God has so graciously granted that you should experience. A great door is before you. I said a great door is before you. Now, years ago, I was in medical school. I went to the University of Ghana Medical School in 1982. I never failed any exam. Never. I don't remember failing any exam ever. And I was never referred or was never repeated. And I passed with flying colors. Yes. It's important to say that because you may not know or you may think otherwise. And by the time I was finishing school, 1989, a great door was put before me, a great door of opportunity. Yeah, God put a great door before me. A great door of me. What was the great door? The great door was my ministry that he had so kindly decided to call me to. It's the greatest honor to be called. You know, Derek Prince said something the other day. He said that the relationship God has with you depends on him calling you. You see, when you are called, come. Like if somebody offers to marry you or says, come, I want to be whatever, then the relationship changes. You see, so the relationship God has with you depends on his call. And so when you reject the call of God, you reject a certain kind of relationship with him. If he calls you and says, oh, come, I want you to be close to me. I want you to be with me. I want you to work for me. I want you to speak for me. I want you to do something for me. So, oh, no, I want to speak for the bank. I want to speak for this. I want to speak for that. So, okay, fine. And your relationship changes from that time because you were offered a higher relationship. Do you understand? Because the call is an invitation to a relationship. And the call you accept and the call you say yes to, you are saying yes to a relationship. If the Prince of England says to you, come and be this to me, he's offering you a relationship that you are not having now. And it's the greatest honor you could ever have. Now, as soon as you are called, when God calls you, right, there will be and there are many enemies to the calling. There are many adversaries to the call. Now, I have found that in every country, right, you have things that are a little different from other countries. You know, anyone who comes to Ghana and says Ghana is evil, right, but where I'm coming from is not evil. It's out of lack of experience. Because the evil is common to all men. That's why all men understand the Bible. It's the same evil everywhere. But there are differences in manifestations of the evil. Do you understand? So you find out in different countries, there are different ways by which the evil manifests. For instance, if you take immorality or fornication and adultery, all right, it is common to every country, but the way they go about it is different. All right? And Ghana, we have our own version of it. And South Africa has its own version. And America has its own version. Japan has its own version. Yes. That's why there's pornography from all countries. It's the same thing, but versions of it. Disloyalty has manifestations. It's the same disloyal spirit, the Lucifer spirit, that comes against your doing well, is found in every country. But in every country, it manifests a little differently, depending on the nation. When it comes to stealing, right, it manifests differently. If you take, let's say, three countries, let's take Nigeria, and let's take Togo, and then let's take Ghana. There is stealing in all these countries, but it's different, right? One time I had a missionary who was living in Ghana, and the person went to Lomé. Now, I asked her later, how is it in this new country? She said, there is nothing like armed robbery in Togo. There's nothing like that there. Yeah, there's nothing like that there. Just across the border. You think there are no thieves, there are thieves, but there's nothing like armed robbery there. You just cross the border and it's operating differently. You get what I'm saying? And whereas in Ghana, we have armed robberies all over the place, on roads, on highways. There are highways you cannot even drive on alone. You need to be escorted in Ghana today. All right? Then you go to Nigeria. They also have a different type of stealing. It's also the same stealing, but also at another level. You know, one day I was preaching like this. It was open air preaching like this. I was in Nigeria somewhere. And suddenly I saw some agitation with the soldiers. There were so many soldiers around. And then I didn't know what was, you know, when you are preaching, you have to get used to certain things, you know, sometimes you don't know what's going on. So you find out after. So after the service, I found out, what is going on? Why? What is all this? And they said, oh, there was a bank robbery just down the road there. The armed robbers in daylight had gone to a bank just near where we were, where I was preaching. And in daylight, they had killed some people there and robbed the bank. And they were just very near to us, so they were agitated. Which is another level of, you know, stealing. It's also stealing, but at Different administration of the same, not a gift, but like, it's also stealing. Are you with me? Yes. So, I'm just saying that there are different enemies that you come up against the great door that is opened for you. And these enemies come in to destroy you. So today I want to show you something that is a little more specific to Ghana in terms of enemies, in terms of something that is going to fight you. And I don't know how, but when I became a pastor, it's like the Holy Spirit inspired me right at the beginning to fight this enemy, do you see? Which I don't know, but I sensed was there. Do you see? And I began fighting it from the very beginning. I can't remember a time in the church where I wasn't fighting an enemy which works in Ghana. It works in every country, but we have our own way by which it works. So to understand how it works, I'm going to read from the dictionary an English word. And that English word should help you. Okay? Let's pray that my iPad, as soon as my iPad goes up, we've closed. Now, the English word is hidden. Concealed, covered, covert, dark, disguised, imperceivable, in the dark, invisible, masked, mysterious, mystical, obscure, occult, out of view, screened, shadowy, shrouded, undercover, underground, unexposed. Now, the enemy I'm talking about, sun is resting a bit. The enemy I'm talking about, right, is the enemy of disloyalty. Now, I don't know why at the very beginning of the ministry, I knew that. But you see, in Ghana, the manifestation of whether it is disloyalty or whether it is even immorality has these characteristics. I'll say the words. And you see, that's why in the stages of disloyalty, the last one is called what? Open rebellion. It's open. It's only at the end that it opens up. Then you see, this is what it is. It's hidden, well hidden. All right? So let me take the words again. Buried. Clouded. When people don't support you, you see, and the politicians experience this. They see it. Look, before the elections, every politician, whether it's from this side or this side, tell me exactly the same things. We are winning. Did you see the crowds when this one came there? Did you see the crowd when this one came? Ghana is speaking. Ghana is speaking. The ground is shaking. I heard this from different, and sometimes I would try to tell them about, don't you realize that that is exactly what they do when the other people come there? Because you see, our support or lack of support is veiled. That's how we are. It's veiled, concealed, covert, disguised, in the dark, invisible, obscure, out of view, sequestered, shadowy, shrouded. Ghanaians are, we are expert at going places with wives and husbands to pose at events. An expert of having undercover adultery. You see, adulterers and adulteresses moving. Yes. Undercover, shrouded. Meanwhile, he's got a Toyota Hiace full of other children from other wives. A Toyota Hiace or an Evan bus full. Yes. That's the normal Ghanaian. The same thing that is being done somewhere openly, we are doing it. Respectfully, with impressions, good impression, good picture, husband and wife moving, protocols observed, taking pictures, attending programs, but just below the sea level is a whole world. Yes. Ghanaians. Fellow Ghanaians. That's why today, you see, they went to vote. They said they have 137, 137, 138, 138. Others voted the other way. They all made their face. We are belonging to this party. But the day that the thing is secret, see, then they voted on the other side. Beautiful. And you can never find the person. They are all there like that with the same face. We cannot find the person up to today. Ghanaians! Fellow Ghanaians. Unexposed, unknown, unrevealed, veiled, latent, covered, buried. So, brothers and sisters, a great door is opened for you and I to excel. And God is calling you. All of us young enough to hear. Remember the words of Jesus. Oh, fools and slow. Luke 24. Slow of heart to believe. Luke 24 verse 25. Oh, fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. The speed with which you believe is very important. Your lack of speed in believing can cost you your whole great door that has opened before you. Now, if I don't tell you and I don't teach you, you will soon become an undercover agent in the church. Yes, it's just a matter of time. You will move underground and you will become a shrouded in secret, in darkness personality of the church. Yes. You just descend. If I don't teach you, you descend below sea level and practice many evils. Yes. Because that is the culture that we have. Is the good impression, but below sea level, things are going on. And you see, the person with whom we are dealing is not a man. No, nobody can avenge himself or revenge or punish anyone really for what he does. You know, there are certain things even the police cannot. There's no crime per se that you've committed that you can be taken to prison for. But you do harm. And so it's left only with God to deal with you and to pay back for your sin and your evil ways. So do not destroy the great opportunity that is before you. And when God called me, I started in 1988. The first thing that I saw was this undercover disloyalty. Subliminal. Shrouded in secrets. And shrouded in mysticism. In darkness. But with a good presentation. It's called beautiful disobedience and beautiful disloyalty. Some of the people who smile with you, and even with me, that smile with me, nice with me, and have been nice with me, are some of the most wicked people you can find on earth. That's my experience. Yes, that's my experience. I'm not talking about some other story. Yes. But you see, you will not know that the spirit that is in the land is taking you up. Yeah. One day, somebody who knew more than the average person was invited to, they said, I don't know how many years anniversary. She was telling me later, she said, anniversary of marriage, anniversary. And she said, is this a joke or what? Because he knows the real undercover life of the man who is standing there, who is saying he's doing an anniversary of how many years. She said, she asked me that, is this a joke? Beautiful. You know, I'm just trying to tell you that, you see, when God sent, Moses sent the spies to spy out the land, he said, go and find what type of people are there. The type. And how is the place? What type? Because there are different types. He said that when he came, he said, yeah, they are very tall. Uh-huh. So you must know when you are fighting them, you better have a good radius. You must be like David to fight from afar because they are tall, they swipe like this. You get it? What type of cities, what type of nation is Ghana? He said they are walled cities. They are walled. Walled, they are walls. If you want to win there, you need to cross walls. What type? He said, we saw the Amalekites and the Jebusites and the Hittites, especially Amalekites. These are the type of demons that are there. And I'm telling you, you know, if you don't pay heed to what I'm saying, you will succumb to that spirit and you become an undercover disloyal person or an undercover immoral and wicked personality. Are you listening to me? And it will grow in you over the years because it's undercover with good impressions, which are all deceptions. Many of you, before you change your ways, you always hid your life from your parents. Your parents have no idea of the type of person you are. You still don't understand my message. You were learning how to be an undercover agent. And you were learning how to deceive. One brother told me when his father would come home, they would shout, they would say among the Ebae, Ebae, which means he is coming. Now he's called he. You have people who give names. You can hear from the name what the person thinks of you. Yeah. I know different names that people have called me by. I know different names that which people call me. Yeah. The name that you call a person can tell you. Ebae. And they will see their father come in, and sometimes the father will go to the television and put his hand by the TV, and he can feel that it's very hot. It's like all the people were here watching. But when they saw him coming, this man is not worthy of our presence, and we will keep our real lives, our real happiness, our real fellowship, our real interaction from him because he is a bad man. Ah, yes. We'll keep it from him. One day, one of my bishops, he sent me a message. And I replied, either wow or yay or one of those replies. Then he sent a message to somebody else. Then I happened to have the opportunity to see the message that he sent to the person around the same time. When I saw the message, I realized that, and I knew, of course, to me, I get the official, not even headlines, I get something official. Hello, good evening, we've arrived, we came yesterday, and we'll be leaving tomorrow. Something like that, or whatever. But what he really felt like talking about, he sent it to that other person, but he never knew that I would see that message. That's why I also give that reply. Wow. The fastest typing of my phone is wow. I want to say that I believe that many people here are from Ghana and some are from elsewhere. But I want to tell you that God has a great door of ministry and opportunity for you. Do not let yourself sink below sea level where you are no longer seen. For you to operate from there, from that point of view, all sorts of harmful practices which are harmful to you. And harmful to the kingdom. And harmful to everybody. Yes. And I believe that if you do that, you would have conquered the first enemy that meets everyone from Ghana who has a great door before him. Yes. When you have a great door here, you meet it first. And I don't know why I started to talk about it. Disloyalty. I first wrote a book in 1998. Do you know that we were teaching the stages of disloyalty in 1987? If not earlier. I know some people who left the church who taught it. So when they left, they applied it to them. Yes. 1987 to 1998. 12 years. There are two words that are used. One is scripture, and the other is used the word of God, often rhema. When you say the scripture, it's usually a small part. A scripture means the one that is written. There are things that are said but have not yet been written and may never be written. Those are the scriptures. written. But there are many things that are not written that are God's word. Yes. They are God's word to us. And in 1987, as far back as then, I was preaching about this hidden life of memory. I don't know why, when I stood up as a leader, I could immediately feel that some people would be memorying about me, and they were. So my book on loyalty and disloyalty is actually describing the earliest resistance I had to the great door of a great ministry that God was giving to me. A worldwide ministry. It encountered this hidden and undercover life of people who claim they are with you. So my prayer to you today, for you today, is that God will help you not to become one of those with this hidden life. Yes. Every form of secret hidden life of yours, let it come out. You may have heard me say, I curse every liar and deceiver in my life. And I do. I stand by it. May they be cursed, Father. Why? Because I have no defenses against it. Because there's so much hidden behavior that is harmful. And how will you know? How will you know? Today there are churches and pastors. They are just sailing in the denominational greatness of their denomination. But there is no life. There is no what? Life. Because the man behind the pulpit is completely corrupted, but on the front is good looking, but is completely something else. But that part is not seen. It's very beautifully under the sea. That is why you go fishing and you just scrape the top like this and you get fish. But there are some things that are just below the surface. Now, let us quickly... Whoa. iPad is gone off. Rima. What a. Now, you find out that... Let us start with the harmful things. Number one, let's start with the sin of independence. The sin of independence. And I want you to turn with me to Psalm 100. Maybe, yeah, the guys have to find Psalm 100. Psalm 100, I believe. Look at verse 24. Beautiful. The sin of independence. Psalm 104, sorry. Now, verse 19, it says, He appointed the moon for seasons. Huh? The sun goes down. Thou makest darkness and it is night. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their meat from God. The sun ariseth. They gather themselves together and lay down in their dens. Man goeth forth unto his work. Verse 24. O Lord, how manifold are thy works. It's one of my favorite verses. In wisdom thou hast made them all. The earth is full of the riches. So is this great wide sea, wherein are things creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts. There go the ships. There is Leviathan, whom thou hast made to play therein. These all wait upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. That thou givest them, they gather. Thou openest thy hand, and they are filled with good. Thou hidest their face, and they are troubled. And thou takest away their breath, and they die, and return to their dust. The sin of independence. Let me tell you something. The first manifestation of a harmful thing, you understand, in disloyalty, is the first undercover way of being disloyal, is the sin of independence. Why did I read this verse? Because every animal even depends on God. What did the verse say in Psalm 104? He said, thou sendest thy spirit. These wait all upon thee. They are waiting on you. All the animals in the sea wait on God. They depend on God. That thou mayest give them their meat in due season. Even lions are not independent of God. In verse 21, it says, the young lions roar after their prey and seek their meat from God. They seek meat from God. They depend on God for meat. These wait upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. Animals know that they are dependent on God, but Christians don't know that independence is a sin. The independent spirit is a form of disloyalty and treachery. It's not open. It's not open. It's hidden. All those words that I read at the beginning, it's hidden. It's covered. It's undercover. In Nigeria, Bishop Oyedepo has built a church in Otta. Like how we are here, far from Accra. And you see 500,000 people go to church there. As far as the island, and if you know Lagos, as far as the people in the island. Somebody even built a church, a thousand seat church that is given to the church. Said, yeah, but on Sunday, everybody will come here. Yes. But people want to be independent. Independent. And it's again, you say, what is independence? Independence is evil when it's not time or appropriate. When a baby is in the womb and says, it's too dark here. You can't imprison me forever. You can't keep me in darkness when you are enjoying light. Would you like your child to be at that place? You yourself, will you be inside the hole like that? You are seeing. Are you not seeing? What are my brothers and sisters? Are they not seeing? Why have you kept me here? It is independence which will destroy you. When you come out, you'll be gasping. So don't develop an independent spirit. And the independent spirit, you see it where you are not ready to comply or to follow. If I have 3,000 pastors, I can definitely say most of my pastors have not followed me fully. And I'm beginning to speak like James McKeown. I read a little book. You know, he had some little pamphlet that he wrote. It was at the end of his life. He was right. He said, apostle, this is not happy with this apostle because he's not done this. He's not happy with this person. He's not happy with this person. It began to sound like that. When no one can lead you, it means you are independent. And what future does a cow or a sheep have? Tell me, even if you are called to be the greatest cow on earth, and you are called to be the greatest sheep on earth, what's your future without a shepherd? Walking from here to the next town, you tell me your future. You are finished. And that is why the life has dried up in the lives of many who are rather walking in the sin of independence instead of rather trying to blend and to follow. But you see, our rebellion. Rebellion doesn't only take the form of open rebellion, where you openly say, hey, this and that. Openly against whatever. No. It takes the form of secretly on my own man. That's as we saw in this voting that just happened. I'm in the party, but I have my own ideas. I prefer another person to be a speaker. That's all. What will you do? There's nothing you can do. Yes. It's hidden. And I'm saying that all of us, you know, our culture is to retreat into the hiding place, and from there we manifest. So I'm speaking to the young people because I don't want to speak to the older ones and talk about all those things in a way. I'm speaking to the younger ones to tell you that don't become like that. It's the first thing you meet. It's the first thing you meet. I never really went to church much when I got born again because I belong to a Calvary Road. But if I had a church to go to, I went to Action. From day one, I went straight to the pastor. He knew me. Archbishop Duncan Williams, we called him Brother Nick in those days. From the first day when he knew me, the first day, anytime I've been near an important person, the important person knows me, unlike you. And that's why you will not rise at your workplace. Because experienced bosses, they are afraid of such people like you, who are very quiet and secretive and hidden and no comment. And what's that guy thinking? What's she thinking? What's he saying? What are they planning? I'm telling you how to go forward at your workplace. How can you be part of us and you are not known? So the sin of independence. Everybody's going, but I'm not going. Everybody's doing this, but I'm not doing this. I'm not following that. I believe what he doesn't know. And you see, what that thing is you are saying to the person, what do you know about this? What do you know about this? When I spoke in the year 2001, just after September 11th, at a camp, I spoke about mortgage and wept. One of the rebukes that some people were giving me is, what do you know about this? You do live in America. Do you know that? I don't live in America. What, from 2001 to now? Look at our church. Look at your church. It's a multi-million dollar organization, genuinely, without even one debt. Well, only these speakers we haven't paid for. So after church, you bring money so that we pay. These are crusade speakers that we are borrowing. Amen. What do you know about living in America? What do you know about living in England? What do you know about whatever? What do I know? I was born there. That's what I know. Yeah, I was born there before you ever were even born. I was born there. I was not born in Ghana. Oh. That's what I know, at least. You know, there are some things you force me to say, I don't want to bother to say them. Yeah. Yeah. I want you to be a humble sheep. Many years ago, I was here with Bishop Saki and Bishop Eddie. We were praying. And that day I went out working on my own. And I met a sheep that had been tied. And as I was walking by, I don't know why the sheep decided to attack me. Have you seen some before? But it was tied with a rope around the neck. So as I passed by, I saw it running like this. It was, I think maybe thought I will catch it. So I just passed by, and when I look at this pitiful sheep, I said to myself, I can turn you into lamb chops, and I will have even used you to make curry, because lamb curry is very nice. But I thought about it, I realized that this sheep has an owner. When I touch this sheep, I will see the owner in Mampong, just here, up this road here. So I didn't do anything to it because it was at it. He started it. I didn't do anything. Yeah. He drew first blood. Anyway, so I finished walking there and I came back to the house. We were staying in somebody's house. At that time, we had not started. All this place was a forest. Suddenly, in the house, we saw a snake. Yeah. And it was sliding on the terrazzo floor. Like this. It was moving. I said, Charlie, there's a snake here. Now, I didn't look at the snake and say, you. I will see your owner. Look. We arose and started with a stick. And the snake was struggling on the terrazzo like this. It was struggling like this. So we hit it. Then we kept missing. Then I took the stick, I hit, bah! When I hit it just behind the head, then the mouth opened like that, two tongues. That's how you see snakes. Today, this tongue, they use it to praise. Oh, I was so blessed by the person. Ah, God bless you. Then this one, they said, don't mind him. You see, he says this and that and that. Two tongues in one person. And that day, the snake died. Now, who was stronger, the snake? And can you believe up to today, even I'm saying it publicly, no owner has come to say that you have killed my snake. Nobody has challenged me. So there is power in being dependent and following your shepherd and being dependent on whom God has put you under. There is power in that. It may seem weak, and it's a humble way to follow and to be dependent. But I'm telling you, if you want to come out of your calling and lose the great door that God has placed before you, then start all this harmful independence from what God has called us. Yes. I know people whose ministries are finished because this spirit of independence followed them. And that's why I'm saying that it's not open, it's covert. It's shrouded in secrecy. Yeah. In your heart, you despise the wisdom. You despise the wisdom. So decide, I'm a humble follower. And I'm not going to harm myself with independence. An evil independence. Amen. A great door is open to you, my friend. A great door is open to you. A great door is open to you. Up till today, I depend on the people that God has placed before me. I cannot be independent of them. Yes. A few weeks ago, I was waiting on God somewhere. From morning to evening to midnight, to morning to evening to midnight, I was only listening to Kenneth Hagin, the man I was listening to in 1988. Even the sound of his voice seemed to have an effect on me. The sound of the voice seemed to have an effect. If you listen, you don't know what he's saying. His stories in American accent, but I can understand it. Yeah. The other day, I was sitting in my chair, praying. I think I sort of dozed off. The man I was listening to seemed to be standing by my side. It's like he was advising me. And I felt the Holy Spirit was saying that this old man will be advising you. Just be listening to him, advising you. You can never be independent of the breast that God designed that you should suck. Yes. You cannot be independent. Don't develop it. Don't develop it. Don't develop that occult, hidden, Ghanaian behavior. Not openly disloyal. No. Open is open rebellion, stage 8. Amen. Number 2, offense. Many of us are offended. Luke chapter 17 and verse 1. Luke 17 and verse 1. Then he said to the disciples, "It is impossible, but that offenses will come. It is impossible, but woe unto him through whom they come." Christians, it is impossible to live your Christian life without being hurt about something. Yeah. When we are hurt, there are two, you should see people, when somebody dies, you see different reactions. Some people stand there straight, they say whatever. At funerals, you have people who read their speeches. You may think the person is not hurt or the person is not sad. And some people come and they cry. Some people are good at crying, they cry easily. Some people everywhere. Some people will speak and then just a little point, they will break down a little and then there will be a feeling will come and then everything will become normal again. It depends on the style. What I'm saying is that there are different responses to offenses. But as for offenses, as for being offended there, there will be. There are going to be things that will push you back. And push you off. When I hear people saying, "Oh, ask my church. I thank God for my church. My church is very loving. You know, when I was in this, everybody visited me as well." The same church that you are saying your church is very loving, there are some people who are sitting somewhere saying, "When I was sick, nobody minded me. Nobody remembered me. Nobody whatever." True or not true? The same church. Which one is it? Which one is it going to be? Do not develop the curse of holding your offenses and allowing your offenses to change you. You know, in my life, I've experienced some things that really hurt me. There are times I've wailed and cried for 48 hours. Wailing and crying. Yes. There are things, but one of the things that I'm worried about is that what has hurt me should not change me from what God wants me to be. Because if I change, you see, the thing that is coming to me is to make me hate and to make me want to revenge and to make me want to retaliate and to get my back on the ones who think they are wise. Yeah. So, for as long as more than 25 years, I have been seeing opportunities to change my personality. That when I see you crying and you need help, I just look at you. I say, you see something. I leave you to time. When I have something to say, I said, this one I should say, so that he will say this and that. Many changes take place in us when we are offended. Before you realize you are a very hateful personality and a wicked person. In fact, you are looking for somebody to retaliate on if you get. And there are some people who don't, even if you rebuke them. I know at least two people like that. That just come to my mind. If you rebuke them, or if you rebuke them, see that the person is. You cannot talk like that. Who does he think he is? Hey. It's pride. Many of us are offended. Let it go out of you. Yes. If I was to follow offense, you will not see me like this. You never see me smiling. You never see me happy. Yeah. I'll be sad every day of my life. Already I've struggled to not be sad. Yeah. Don't allow Satan to change you. Yeah. You know, some of you, God called you, but you have been so offended by being poor in your father's house. You have decided to revenge poverty. So when you hear a call of God, whatever, I say, please, please, please. What I've seen it before, I don't need all these calling things. I've been preaching to offended people. People who are offended by African poverty. And they say they are going to America. Some of you are even offended that we came to this sunshine. Yeah. But you see, that's why you can destroy your life. You know why we are here? You know, I got a call from the hospital, and I was told that all our hospitals are now full, and our ICUs are full. Yeah. Because of the corona thing has spread. I said, you know what? We have an open air. I saw some people doing a program. I'm sure you also saw it on television the other day. I'm wondering if there's social distancing there. But I was thinking that, you know, open air will be better. Because, look, there are by all means some people here are positive. It's amazing. That one, dear Charlie. Especially this coming from America, England, and all these guys there, Charlie. They are the ones carrying the virus all over the world. Evangelists of virus. So instead of criticizing me, you see what I'm saying? That it will not let you do well. Right? You don't even know why you are here. You don't even know why you are here. I brought you here for your own health and for your own vitamin D and then air to blow all over your life. And also to practice for your honeymoon on the beach. Hallelujah. Do you want some more in the sunshine? Some more sunshine service? Yeah. Next time you bring your umbrellas and everything. Because I was actually called that we should have church service in the studio. Yes. That we should have the service in the studio today. Which is only about 30 people can come. So instead of that, I rather brought you here. And you are offended. Hey! So do you see how Satan has already entered your life and it's like you are wrong. You are wrong about everything. You are wrong about everything that you are angry about. Yes. I said, oh, instead of the studio, let me rather come here. Yeah. What a blessing. Now, the third sin is the sin of passivity. Yes, the sin of passivity. The sin of independence, the sin of being offended, and the sin of passivity. All can be found in my book, Loyalty and Disloyalty. Jeremiah 48 verse 10. And this is all underground disloyalty. Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully. And cursed be he that holdeth back his sword from blood. Passivity. You see, even if you held back one vote, do you see, it has made a difference. Just one vote. You held back your one vote. I abstain. It's costly. So you don't hold back if God has put a great door before you of ministry. Don't hold back your life. Don't be passive. Say, I'm going. When God called me, Kolegono, Kolebu, I was not passive about it. I gave all my all to it. My father had an old, his family house made of wood. Upstairs is wood. Second floor is wood. Under is cement. And I was under in his office. I renovated a part. And that was my office. And the stable, my father's horses stables, I converted two of them and used it for ministry meetings where horses eat and sleep, a manger. So it's a humble beginning. And I never thought of it as humble. It was great. Yeah. I was not half-hearted. I've never been half-hearted about what I'm doing. When you see me at the crusade, I'm there with all my heart. When you see me as a pastor, I love the people that God gave him. I love all the children. I love the grown-ups. I love them. It's not something I'm being paid to do. You can never pay me to be your pastor. I find it even there are some things you don't pay for. You can't pay. How do you pay? It even changes the relationship if you are paying me for telling you the truth. I mean, will I always tell you the truth then? So today marks the end of all forms of passivity. Yes. Don't be passive about it. Don't be cool. Don't say, oh, in the end it will happen. As for God's work there, it's always there. As for God's work. Have you heard it before? Yeah. It's nonsense. It's nonsense. It's not always there. You are changing. You are changing. Hey, when I look at my age, I can't believe this is me. I remember when I was 50. Yeah. I was in Liberia having a crusade. I remember clearly. Time passes so quickly and soon is gone. Look at Curtis who came to sing here. Looks like a big man. You know, he was a small boy, a student. You know, time has passed so quickly. A lot of the people who were very slim, they have become bigger. It's amazing. We are changing before our very eyes. And time is passing and everything is changing right before our eyes. There will be no more passivity in your life. And then we come to one of the most dangerous, criticizing, the sin of criticism. Philippians 2:14. Do all things without murmuring or disputing. Numbers chapter 12. And Miriam and Aaron speak against Moses. Numbers 12. Miriam and Aaron. Now, if you have an Aaron in your life who is doing bad things, eh? If you are sleeping with a pastor, it doesn't make it right. Oh. Or a bishop. Doesn't make it right. Aaron was a high priest. What he was doing was wrong. And some of you take solace in the fact that, oh, a senior person is doing the wrong with me. So it's okay. it's not okay. And you say you should be careful because Miriam is the one who got the leprosy. Now, leprosy, you not understand leprosy. You know, leprosy is not easy to diagnose. Sometimes you have to use, there's a nerve here, you have to examine it and you see it enlarges. But it's not something common you see now. But the name that was given to leprosy was the living dead. You see, there are certain diagnoses. It's a sign of death. You know, I remember one pastor was diagnosed with a disease, and then everybody in where he was working, you know, they described the scene, just the diagnosis. Sometimes the stock market can change. That's why they say they want to know the health. You know, when certain chief executives have died, you see the stock value of certain companies can drop because the value of a company is the value of the leader. So his absence makes the thing not valuable again. That's why the value drops. Yeah. That's why you should value your leader. That's why they pay leaders so much. Because everything depends on the leader. Amen. Are you listening to me? Yeah, what are we talking about? I was telling you something. Miriam. Yeah. Now, the fact that Aaron was doing it doesn't make it right. And me and Aaron, what's her name? Miriam got the leprosy, which is the living dead, which is what we have many diseases today. I like that. Cancers, a lot of cancers have that. How many want to get cancer? Say God forbid. Yeah. You can get cancer from criticizing, the sin of criticism, according to this scripture. Yeah. Do Ghanaians criticize? One day I was talking to a president. I was sitting with him somewhere. And I asked him, how do you trust people? Because everybody comes. I was sitting by him and a lot of people were greeting him. So I said, you know, he said, yeah, you look and you see over the time and you he said, what did he say? You look at the those who have been faithful to you. Yeah. Because they say so many things. Criticizing. How many have heard somebody criticizing me before? Not you, but like you've heard it before. Raise your hand. If you don't raise your hand, you say, aha, you see now. Poor me, look at all your hands going up. And some of you have heard yourself criticizing me too. Apart from somebody, yourself. Yeah. I am telling you, a great door is before you. The same door that was opened to me in 1988, 87, when I started the church. Ghana was in front of me. There were Ghanaians with me. There was a land, there was a nation, do you understand? The whole world. And God was giving me a great door of opportunity of ministry. This church, you can do church, it will become something great. Do, give yourself to the work. But there were many adversaries. And these harmful things were there. And they were all around. Criticizing of me, my small preaching in those days. They criticized my preaching so much, and in particular my preaching. You know, one of the main things that was criticized about me was my preaching. Yeah. It's like, don't talk, don't talk. The enemy wants to, don't talk, don't preach, don't talk, don't preach, don't talk. That's the real message. The main thing about me that was criticized was my preaching. That it was not a good preaching. That I was not called. That's why the preaching is not good. It's not real. It's not powerful. Beautiful. You know, one of the things that changed our ministry, a lot of people got to know about us when they heard me preaching on Sweet Melodies. They have not heard me preaching before. Even camps. Yeah. They don't know what I say. But when they say, so I have cast. Obroni. And they say Obroni in a derogatory way. Yeah. But they have not heard me preaching. In the raw. I fought and I crushed criticism. I'm always looking in people's eyes to see whether they are criticizing me. And I see criticism in people's eyes. It may seem like a secret, but I can see it. Especially those who hide from me. Yeah. They must have something negative, they say. So, this place, when you go, this man. Because we've been in Ghana for some years, we know how people talk. I heard that someone said, oh, there's politics here. When you go there, say, whatever, you can't do this. Somebody said, you can't rise above those who've been there before you. Why should you rise above those who've been there? I'm also faithful to those who have been with me for a long time, by the way. Yeah. When somebody has been with me for a long time, it's not easy for me to also throw the person away. Even though you are new or you are important. Not easy. There is no relationship I have not maintained unless that person doesn't want to maintain the relationship with me. But there is no relationship I have not maintained. I've maintained all my relationships. That's why I still relate with Archbishop Duncan Williams. You can ask him who is one of his best friends or whatever you want to call me or what call us. Best in this city up till today. Yeah, go and ask him. You just find, so choose one. Yes. When I was in Achimota School, that is the first time I was a student. That's when I first went there. That time it was called Brother Nick. Maintain. And I can tell you, there are many things you can criticize somebody about. Rarely will you hear me criticize. All the pastors are doing well to me. Why don't you try and start one church? Then you come to the sin of politics in the church. I don't mean having politics or doing politics in a country is a sin. I'm talking about politics in the church, which means involving parties. Oh, Aaron and I. You are having sex with a pastor and you think that it makes it right. Eh? I said, you are having sex with a pastor. You think it's right. Or you're having sex with a Basenta leader. And you think it's right. Huh? You are closing the great door. Yeah. Let me tell you. There is no form of ministry that can thrive with undercover immorality. It can't. The Bible says, don't deceive yourself for the sake of these things that the wrath of God comes on the children of the earth. It's not compatible. It's not easy, but I'm telling you that it's also not compatible. Even if it's hidden, even if you are sinning with me, with Aaron. And as for judgment, it is mysterious. Why? This is why you both, Miriam and Aaron, were doing it. And it was Miriam who got sick. And Aaron there, he was moving on his calling. Because the Bible says some men's sins will be judged later. Yes. So, brothers and sisters, don't discern. I feel as if I'm speaking to ships and I'm asking you, please don't become submarines. It's like, don't submerge below the water and start moving around in other mysterious activities and mysterious ways. Yes. Do you understand my message? I said, I feel like I'm speaking to ships. And I'm pleading with you and calling on you. Don't become what? Submarines, and then descend and start operating in all these evils below sea level. Yeah. This is a year of opportunity. Let me tell you something. You can do a lab test there. After the lab test, your life is over. Maybe you don't know. I said you can do a lab test, blood test. After the test result come, that's the end of your life. Yes. You see, you don't know certain things. You can do a test, and from that test, your whole life will change from that moment onwards. So if you are sitting here and you are watching me, 2020, what year is this? 2021. You are breathing Ghana air with sunshine. You are watching on television. You are alive. No diagnosis has been made on you. No death sentence has been pronounced over your life. I pronounce to you and announce to you that a great door is standing in front of you for God to use you and for God to work in your life in Jesus' name. Please, don't harm yourself by becoming what? Submarines with submarine diseases. And I want to emphasize on Miriam and Aaron, because there are a lot of Aarons in the system. Yeah, who are doing wrong things. There are pastors who will be criticizing me. You are my pastor. I ordained you. I appointed you. Even if my bishop appointed you somewhere, I appointed my bishop to appoint you. Yeah. I do bite you, biting the hand that is feeding you. The hand is feeding you. I'm feeding you now. Somebody is giving a Galatians 6:6 offering and it pains you. It will not happen to you anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm appealing to you. Do not accept to become a submarine. Descend, you and Aaron. Now look at the next verse. The Bible says, and Miriam and Aaron speak against the Lord. Put it on the screen, please. And then the next verse, it says, and the Lord heard it. The Lord heard it. Wow. And they said, has the Lord not spoken? That is the next verse. Only by Moses. Has he not spoken also by us? In verse 2. And verse 2 says, and the Lord heard it. And the Lord did what? Heard it. It means that God hears. God hears us when we are talking in our houses. And God sees. Proverbs 15 verse 1. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, beholding good and evil. The Lord heard it. Over the years, people that have spoken against me said various things. The Lord heard it. I may not have heard it, but the Lord heard it. And I can't do anything about it anyway, even if I hear it. The Bible says, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay. God is in the business of repaying wickedness. When you give back evil for good, I've stood to speak good for you and bless you and pray for you. Year after year after year. My children, I want to speak to you and tell you, you know, a great door is open. 190 nations stand before us. Yeah. I never thought we would have a church in Manhattan. I never thought we'd have a church in Amsterdam. I never thought we'd have churches in Lagos or some Nairobi. I never knew. But there was a great door. I couldn't see clearly. But immediately, independent people, critical, political people, people who are offended, rose up around me to try to speak and to say things. One day I went to one of my very good friend's room. And just as I was about to knock on the door, somebody said, wait. I heard my name. And they were in there, Aaron and Miriam. Then I heard them talking about me. I couldn't believe. That's the first time that I saw Judas. You see, Judas is somebody who comes for dinner with you. He that has eaten bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. Yeah. And I heard my name. My good friend, he was talking me down. Wow. I've had so many people like that in my life. They walk with me, they talk with me, they laugh with me. Then behind my back, you see them on the phone, talking, saying this, saying this. That I found out. That day themselves, I've admitted and knelt down and said, forgive me. That day I've confessed, I'm Judas, I'm this. Yes. Not that I'm imagining. But it will destroy you. You will change so much you cannot be repaired. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. That's what Satan wants for you. For you to go into such a situation that you cannot be repaired. Are you listening to me? Yeah, I'm about to close. Yeah. Independent and critical, offended. What are you offended about? You are offended and I don't burn. You are offended and I'm not offended. Shall I list my offenses to you? Were I to change? You see, that's why God waits till you can suffer certain things and not react. Because if I was to change, by the grace of God, you know, even you will never even see me in the church again. Because I've been invited across the whole world. You see, one of the problems you don't realize of churches is that they don't have somebody they can invite. Like, you'll not see me in the church again. I say, oh, bye-bye. Bye-bye. The way I walked out of the Kodesh and I walked into Commonwealth Hall Chapel is the way I walk out of the church and walk into another ministry. And you'll not see me again. And you realize that you need me. Yes. I'm saying that if I'm to respond to hurts, so you say you are hurt, then who is not hurt? I'm saying that don't let the devil bring you into a submarine level where you are now full of so much negativity, but it's all below your smiles. That's Ghana. Our immorality. You see, there are countries when you go, they'll say, oh yeah, you run through the city, you sleep with everybody. They call it running through the city. But Ghana, oh, we will have a presentation of ideal marriages with pictures and attending of events and taking of pictures. Oh, it's further from the truth than anything. That's why somebody says, is it a joke? Is it a joke? Is it a joke? A great door is open for you to become a great person in God. I'm telling you what will destroy you right at the beginning. I'm telling my own experience. I started the first step, they were criticizing me. First step, they were independent of me. First step, they took me apart into shreds. One day about 3 or 4 people met. And they brought somebody to curse me. Oh, yes. 1980, one of those. And they stood downstairs and they cursed me. You watch them. Your best friends. So, brothers and sisters, I want you to know that God has a great thing for you. The first is a sin of independence. Don't even start. Flow and flow fully. Yeah. Flow fully. Don't be slow of heart to believe. And the second one is what? The sin of what? Offense. Yeah. Offense. Who will not be offended? Oh. A pastor went to preach somewhere, an evangelist. And he prayed for miracles and there were no miracles. So the people in the town, it happened because I went to the same town to preach and we had miracles. So a priest came to tell me, I want you to know that I was here these years when a pastor came here. He preached, there was no miracle and the people stoned him. Yes. So he said that the pastor cursed the town. I'm trying to say that when you are a man of God or something, he can also do something. There's a town in Uganda called Jinja. Ranald Bonke went there. The pastors drove him off the stage and drove him out of the town. Yeah. And I read about it and said that since that time, the town has not been, nothing works there. Yeah. I became interested in that town. Yeah. They drove him off the stage. Pastors. And I'm trying to say that a pastor can become, he can change. Yeah. Through offense. Number 3 is what? Passivity. 4, criticism. 5, politics. And 6, what? Deception. Don't be deceived, though. Don't be deceived. God allows his servants to be human beings. You know, one time I was there and I asked God, so God, why do you hide this from me? Why do you hide this from me? You see, Elisha said, the boy is sick and the Lord has hid it from me. The Lord has hid it. You may be a prophet, but God will not show you for his own reasons. The Lord has hid it from me. Don't be deceived by the humanness of the prophet. When they were beating Jesus, blood was coming out. And all people could have said, he's not the Son of God. John was there. But at the end of the day, John said, that which we have seen, that which we have looked upon, we held him physically. We held him, the Son of God. Yeah. That's what we declare to you. It was somebody that we were so close to him. He's the Son of God. So brothers and sisters, don't let deception, because all those who operate undercover, they are deceived. I recently found one of my pastors, I called him the other day. I said, I wanted to ask him something. Something I knew the answer. But I just wanted to see how he'll be. And then when he answered, he just told a lie. A bishop, he just lied flat. He just lied flat. I asked him 5 times the same question. He just lied. And I just looked at him. I said, look at somebody. He has caught the disease. A disloyal person with you playing protocol games, but he's a liar. He's a liar through and through. How will you do well? The Bible said the curse of the Lord is in the house of a liar. You know, somebody said, why don't you preach a loving message? Well, let me tell you something. You don't understand love. Love is a word you are using to manipulate people. So if you are love, you shouldn't do this. If you love, you shouldn't do. Jesus said in Revelation 3, as many as I love, I rebuke. Rebuke is part of love. It's part of good love. As many as I love, I rebuke them and I chasten them. So I know that you are going to do well. Deceptions, lying, wickedness, subacute deceptions, you are out. And in fact, those of you who have not entered, you know, you see how, when you see a young person, how pure, how happy, how simple, then when sin starts to come, what was the immediate reaction of Adam and Eve when they sinned? They went straight to the back and joined the trees. Darkness undercover begins. It's a sign of your sin. The first change in you is your hiding, your hidden life. Your hidden life. You should be glad that I speak openly to you. Are you happy that I'm speaking? I speak openly to you. Yes. You should be glad. You should be thankful that I just talk to you. Yes. From my heart. I'm preaching from my heart. Do you think I'm reading notes? Where are the notes? Stand to your feet. You don't want to stand up. What's the last point? There are two more points. Yes. Huh? What are the two more points? Open rebellion. And what? Execution. You know, one day I was listening to Derek Prince. And he quoted, I don't think he quoted, he read 24 verses about fearing God. Yes. About what? Fearing God. Okay, sit down, sit down, sit down. You know, this is First Love Church, please. We have very, very organized churches. In all over Accra, they start at 8, they end at 10. A lot of things. It works very orderly. Yes. You know, what I want to say is that rebellion is hidden. You know, we have two types of people. There are people that are openly antagonistic. And there are others that are insidious. And that's our style. We never open. Just insidious. But I know today, I feel in my spirit that many of us young people, you will never descend into a submarine life. And you are going to become the great person that God has. You see the anointing that is on my life to get to this Jesus Savior of the World Car Park. That anointing is coming on you. And that grace is on you. If you are alive and if you are here, a great door is presented before you. Stand to your feet. All right. Oh, give the Lord a proper clap offering and a shout of praise. Hear your shout on the Jesus Savior of the world. Hands and just ask God for the great grace for this open door. I see an open door and God is going to bless you mightily. Lift your hand quickly. Just pray. We are closing in a few moments. Father, thank you. Thanks a million. Thanks for your power. Thanks for your glory. Thanks for your help. Can I have the music team up here? the musical team. All right, just come on stage. Lift your hands, worship the Lord. Father, thanks a million. Thank you for your kindness. Thanks for your goodness. Lift your hands and just pray for a moment. If you are on the television watching us, wherever you are, just lift your hands. Shandola maka barandola masa derimbo la manderebe de bekezoman darabala. Oh, yes, 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 yes. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you thanks. Lift your hands and give thanks to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lift the thanks and give thanks to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Matoka balandara mama shandola baba. Malondara mandara baba. Give thanks for the great door that is open unto you. Give thanks for the great door that is open unto you. Give thanks for the great door that is opened unto you. Give thanks for the great door that is opened unto you. Manda kamala mandara modere veshimbara narere veshimbara. Mama dala mandala badalo benedere benedere.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end.
Lift your hands. They are new every morning.
They are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faith. Faithfulness, oh Lord, great is thy faithfulness.
The steadfast love,
the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases.
His mercy,
his mercy. Because we care.
We'll be blessed.
lift your hands. Your great door. Father, thank you for the great door. Great door of opportunity. Even in England, in America, in South America, in Asia, in Africa. Here we are. We stand before you. We thank you for this great door. Great chance to be alive. To stand before you. To have something to do. Still alive. Still here. Still present. In spite of what we have been through. What we have passed through. We are here. And we thank you for this great door. Father, may this door not close before us. May it not bang shut before us. May we not be destroyed by the destroyers and the harmful things that are ready to destroy us all around. Thank you for wisdom and power to overcome the yokes of Satan, the deceptions of criticism, the deceptions of politics, the deceptions of darkness, of submarine life, undercover, dark, shadowy deceptions and wickedness. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for a new day, a change. Thank you for blessing all my children, the little ones and the big ones, Lord. Thank you for touching the lives, and thank you for bringing us to the dawn of 2021 and giving us another chance for this year and the years ahead. We give you thanks. We give you praise, and we honor you, Lord. Put your hand on your heart. Receive the call of God. Receive the touch on your heart. Receive an open door for great exploits. Ah, my people shall be strong and do exploits, says the Lord. Thank you, Father, for great exploits that lie before your servants this year and for many years to come until Jesus returns. Bless, O Lord, because I lift my hand and I ask for your blessing upon all your children in Jesus' name. And everyone said, Amen. Now, as every head is bowed and every eye closed, you want to give your life to Jesus? Say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my life to God. If you are here like that and you want God to change you forever and you want you to give your life to Jesus Christ, then I need you to lift your hand up. If you are watching on television, you can also lift up your hand and pray this prayer with me. If you've lifted your hand, you want to give your life to God, to Jesus today, lift it up high like this so I can see. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. And come to me in the front here. Lift up your hand and pray with me right now. You want to give your life to the Lord Jesus. Come all the way to the front. Come from where you are standing. Come unto Jesus.
Come unto Jesus.
Lift your hand and let's all pray this prayer together. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my heart to Jesus. I give my life to Jesus Christ. Have mercy on me for all my sins. Cleanse me from all my wickedness. Today, I give my heart to Jesus. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. Go with our pastor who is standing behind. If you are watching on the screen, you are lonely, you need Jesus, you want a friend, even just a friend, the church is ready to be your best friend. Amen. So contact us on this number and your life will never be the same. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated if you have a seat. How many are blessed to be at the Jesus Savior of the World Square? Many of you feel like you have run a marathon in the sun, but it's good exercise. Amen. Vitamin D will never be deficient in your life again. Coronavirus will die as soon as it comes in contact with you. In Jesus' name. Amen. It's time for Holy Communion, and we are having Holy Communion right here on the square. Do you have anything for communion? Did they give you something? All right. Take your bread. And I'm going to pray a special healing prayer today. Even though the virus is going all around, everywhere. But Jesus is a healing Jesus, and you are going to be healed, and we are praying for healing. Listen, even sicknesses and diseases, all right, in hospitals, wherever, prayer makes a difference. Always. Unless God is not real. But God is alive. God is real. If you can answer me all the questions about the stars, then I can answer you all the questions about God. Stand with me.
Take, eat, this is my body, which was broken for you. Drink, this is my blood, which was shed for you.
We don't have a good sound in the monitors. The guys there, we don't have good sound in the monitors.
As eternal life, for my flesh is meat indeed. My blood is drink indeed. The cup of blessing which we bless, it's the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, it's the communion of the body of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal, the meal of God. It will sustain you, it will make you whole. Will give you life when I see the blood.
When I see the blood,
yeah, I will pass over you.
Now take the bread. You know what is this bread? This is the body of Christ.
When I see the blood.
Is there cancer in the body of Christ?
No.
As you receive this, do you know what it is? It's a type of transplant, because the body of Christ is coming into your body. Father, we come before the holy body of Christ. May healing come to everyone as we partake of this amazing body of Jesus Christ. The body of Jesus Christ.
When I see the blood, oh, I will pass over you.
Now, you see the mistakes I preached about today. How many have made some of those mistakes before? How many became submarines without realizing you were becoming a submarine? Father, as we come before this wine, we declare it is now the blood of Jesus. Whatever represents a mistake, I ask that it shall be washed away by the blood of Jesus. From today, let our mistakes not be held against us, but let them be cleansed by this blood. Thank you for the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. The blood of Jesus. Lift your hands for your blessing. May you recover all that is lost. When you descended into sin, into evil, whatever you collected from underground, may you release it. And be free from every snake in your bag. Whatever evil you have carried with you all these years, you relinquish it right now. Number one, be forgiven. Number two, be healed. Number three, be free. By the power of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are recovering all that was lost up until 2020. From 2021, you'll be enjoying good recovery from all your losses of the past. You'll be called the amazing recovery. The amazing recovery. The amazing recovery of all things lost. In Jesus' name I pray. May the blessing of the Lord be with you. And may He help you. May the dust on this ground that you carry home with you turn out for a blessing. May all who have walked on this amazing campus walk home with amazing grace and amazing power to accomplish amazing things for God with the open door that He has presented before you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I declare you the amazing recovery of all time. No one would believe that you can recover and how you have recovered. And Romans 8:28 is declared practically happening in your life, that all things have worked together for your good and for good for you, because you love God and because you are called by God. Receive it. Receive it, number two. And receive it, number three. And receive it, number four. And receive it, number five. And receive it, number six. And receive it, number seven. And give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. God bless you. You may be seated.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.